Federal Open Market Committee reaffirmed the current 0 to 0.25% target range for the federal funds rate. Since the committee met in July, the pace of job gains has been solid. The unemployment rate has declined, and overall labor market conditions have continued to improve. Inflation, however, has continued to run below our longer-run objective, partly reflecting declines in energy and import prices.
Buckle your seatbelt. It's time for another episode of the Prepper Recon Podcast.
Whether your plan is to bug out or bug in, CampingSurvival.com has all of your preparedness needs, including fish antibiotics, long-term storage food, water filters, bug-out bags, and first aid kits. Use coupon code PREPPERRECON for 5% off your entire order at CampingSurvival.com.
When disaster strikes, it's too late to prepare. PrepperRecon.com offers MOLLE-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, Steri-Strips, tourniquet, ACS chest seal, tough strip bandages, gauze, and so much more. $89 includes shipping. To buy your individual first aid kit, go to PrepperRecon.com and click the store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.
Hey, Preppers and Patriots. This is the second half of my interview with Dr. Kirk Elliott. Enjoy the show.
Back to the debates Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, maybe Mike Huckabee, were some of the few people that were talking at all about the exploding debt. And of course, they're sort of in the periphery. And then you hear nothing about that, of course, in the Democratic debates. So do you think the American public at large has a good understanding of the potential chaos that's looming around the corner from the exploding debt?
No, I don't think that they do. You know, Mark, I speak all over the country at different conferences and on different radio shows like this. And when you have people calling in or you're addressing the audience, and I think there are some who listen to shows like yours, who listen to other shows where we're talking about this and bringing it to the forefront. They've bought into the lie that you know what, we can just get out of this by printing more money, by increasing the money supply, or if the economy heats up too much, we'll decrease the money supply. Just the whole Chicago school, economic school, or monetarist point of view. Well, you can't do that when you actually get beyond a point of no return. I don't think they get it. In fact, I know that they don't get it, or else they would be acting differently. You know, if you knew that you were going to die tomorrow, well, would you live differently today? You know, almost everybody would answer yes to that question. You know, we always, it's just human nature. We always think, I've got a little bit more time. I can, you know, reach some more people for Christ, or I can do this, or I can do this, or, you know, I'll take my family on this great vacation. I have more time down the road, whatever it is. We always think we have more time. That's just human nature. But I think we don't necessarily have more time. In fact, I don't think we can really turn this ship around. What does 2 Chronicles 7:14 say? It says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face, you know, and repent from their sins, then I will, you know, hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land, period. So there's our promise. This is how we can actually heal our land. God will heal it, but what does it take to get to that? If my people who are called by my name, that's not everybody, that's the church, needs to repent, then our land will be healed. This is a great conditional phrase here. It's a conditional promise. If the church would repent, then our land will be healed. Well, you've got this horrible, insidious message of soft grace, of cheap grace, of everything is relative, and how dare you, you know, judge anybody. Well, you know what? Sin is sin. People, we're all sinners. We all need help. We all need to be saved. You know, shame on people who make people feel, you know, like pieces of junk. because they're living in sin when we're all sinners. You know what? They're sinners. The people who live different lifestyles, people who are disobeying God's word for successful living, and he's mapped out this blueprint for a successful life so we can live fantastically. Well, when you decide, oh, my way is better than God's way, and start living the way that you want to, well, you know what? That's just sin. Let's just call it what it is. Don't you know, water it down. You know, the church is too much because they want numbers, because they want donations, because of whatever. Sometimes go down this road of this soft message. Well, it's time we need to wake up and in love, preach the truth in love. Reach out to your neighbor in love. Let them see the love of Jesus in your eye and have them want to be like you. Why would they want to be like me if I was a hateful, vindictive, judgmental ogre? You know, it's like Jesus died for sinners and we're all sinners. So, hey, no, I'm never going to condone anybody's sinful action, but I'm going to encouragingly love them back to Christ. Once we start doing that, I think that our land can be healed. But that's a big if, because we're seeing this moral change, this cultural shift in our country and around the globe, where Christians are being silenced and religious freedom is almost a thing of the past. And it's tough. It's really tough to come out of that kind of stuff.
On the topic of religious persecution, Carly Fiorina and John Kasich both suggested that Kentucky clerk Kim Davis should have complied with the law and issued marriage license to homosexuals. In Acts 5, Peter stated that our obligation as Christians is to obey God's law rather than man's. Were you surprised that two Republican candidates sided with the left on that issue?
No, I wasn't really surprised, because I've been following politics long enough and looking at legislation and bills. And if you were to just read a bill and you took off the name of the politician who sponsored it, took off their name, took off the label Republican or Democrat, a lot of the times you can't tell who wrote the bill. You couldn't tell if it was a Republican or Democrat that actually wrote it. See, the lines are being blurred. So was I surprised? No. Was I shocked? No. Was I saddened? Yeah. I was saddened because, you know, we've got kids that are growing up in this country, and we keep making these stupid decisions and violating God's word, and we're not going to have much of a country left for my kids and future grandkids to grow up in unless we start standing for truth. There is a right and a wrong. There is a black and a white. And, you know, sadly, I think we've gone down the road where, you know, people haven't really viewed that properly. People haven't really acted properly. It's like, who do you want in your church the most? The sinners. you don't want the people who are already saved. You want the sinners. Well, a lot of times the church will say, ooh, your sin is too yucky. We don't want you here. You know, you've got to leave. Well, shame on us. We just need to bring as many people with us into the kingdom as we possibly can without condoning their actions. You love them out of their actions. You know what I mean? And so, but I think that's not necessarily the mentality of our country. It's either very harsh and vindictive and judgmental and ugly, or it's something completely meaningless. Oh, everybody can do whatever they want to do. How dare we ever judge anybody else? You know, if you want to act that way, go ahead and act that way. That's your choice. Both of those are wrong. At least that's my take on it.
Yeah, I think you're right. It sounds like you're describing a hospital, and if you've got a bunch of doctors and they really don't want any sick people there, then it's really just a doctor's club. And then on the other hand, if you've got a hospital and they do let sick people come in, and then they tell them that there's really nothing wrong with their ailment and they just give them a lollipop, then they're really not doing them much more good than the people that tell them it's not a hospital for sick people. So, yeah, I think you're right. There's got to be some balance there. And then back on the topic of religious persecution, Coach Joe Kennedy was suspended for praying before a football game. He's been added to the list of American Christians persecuted for his faith, alongside with the Kleins, who own Sweet Cake Bakery out in Oregon, and U.S. Marine Munifa Sterling, who was court-martialed for having "no weapon formed against me shall prosper." She had that little snippet of a verse on her desk, and she was court-martialed for that. Where do you think we're headed from here? You think this is the bottom of religious persecution in America, or do you think it's going to get worse?
Well, I think it's going to get worse. The bottom, I don't know what the bottom looks like, but I just don't think it's bad yet. As bad as that stuff is, I don't think it's bad as it's going to get, because the Bible tells us, you know, how bad things are going to get. I mean, the ultimate in religious persecution is you can't buy or sell unless you take a mark. Well, they're targeting Christians in that sense. And so, I think... They won't allow the coach to pray, but yet every single public school in the country basically will have a Halloween celebration. Well, that's a pagan holiday. So if you're going to, you know, persecute people because of their religious beliefs and not allow some, well, then what are you doing having a huge pagan celebration in school? It's not just an innocuous fun thing. If you really know what Halloween is, it's an awful pagan holiday. and you could, my nephew, who is in Alabama, he actually, in one of their cultural sensitivity classes, had to get down on the mat and bow and pray to the east, and, you know, to learn how Muslim people pray. It's like, really? You're doing this, but yet you don't allow any kind of Christian club on campus, but yet in the class you're actually allowing this kind of stuff to be taught. That's a prayer too, you know. So it's not that they are going to be across the board religious persecution of all religions and have like an atheist society, kind of like Russia or communism or something like that. No, there some religions are going to be allowed to prosper and flourish, and some of them are going to be completely shut down and silenced. And the ones that are going to be shut down in silence are the ones that believe that Jesus is the Savior. And it's Jesus. that's it. There's power in that name, and the rest of the world knows it, and they want to silence it.
And the cultural sensitivity, forcing children to bow down like that, that's absolutely defiance of the Ten Commandments. It's not something where they're opening up their mind to other things and giving them other options. That is absolutely in defiance of "thou shalt have no other God before me." And we're seeing that not only in the schools now, we're starting to see corporations get involved in the culture war to a degree that Chase Bank recently required employees to answer a questionnaire to ask if they were allies of the LGBT community. What do you think about corporate culture imposing its wills on employees?
Oh, you know, imposing... See, this is the thing, like even in the school, and this is going to answer that question... It wasn't where they could, where my nephew could just say, "I'm opting out. You know, this violates my religious beliefs." It's like, well, you have to do it or you'll get an F. Well, at some point down the road, you know, and we're already seeing that, like with the case with the bakers and all these other things. It's like, you have to comply with other people's views. Who cares what your views are? You have to comply with others' views or you're going to get fined or we'll shut down your business. So they're forcing the issue. I mean, this is why, Mark, I don't think we've just seen the tip of the iceberg in religious persecution. And then you come down to like some of the crazy insurance laws and forcing like Catholic charities and so forth to pay for abortificants and different things that are complete violation to their moral code and to their religious beliefs. But under the Affordable Health Care Plan, which is really non-affordable, I just saw the newest numbers come out, and insurance companies are raising their premiums by about 20% after they realize, oh wow, we can't just pay for this is when we bring on all these people that might have serious health issues, bring on everybody who can do, you know, sex change operations or pay for abortions or do this and that. Boy, the cost of healthcare is going up for non-medical type reasons, and we're going to have to pass that on to everybody. So, this decline in our culture and this decline in moral standards is hitting us really sadly at our soul. I mean, it's really affecting even the way that the church reaches out to their congregations and speaks the truth or non-truth, but it's affecting our pocketbook. It's affecting everything. And see, God did have an amazing way for us to live. The blueprint is in His Word. How do you be successful? How do you be a successful businessman? How do you be a successful father? How do you run a company where everybody loves you instead of dislikes you? Well, all those are in the Bible. I mean, it's an amazing blueprint for a successful life. But when we start violating that, of course, if you follow it, it's going to be successful. If you don't follow it, you're going to have unintended consequences. And I think that's where we're headed.
It's time for a quick break, and we'll be right back. The dollar's lost over 90% of its purchasing power since 1971. Silver, on the other hand, has proved to be a very stable form of wealth preservation over the years. And where do you buy silver? Silver.com, of course. Silver.com offers fantastic prices on silver and gold.
We talk a lot about food storage on the Prepper Recon podcast, but just as important is knowing that you have a way to cook the food that you're storing. Sun Oven is a great way to cook with the energy of the sun, and they have a great deal for Prepper Recon podcast listeners. It's $80 off a deluxe package, which includes a turkey roasting rack, especially for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Just go to PrepperRecon.com. And click the Sun Oven banner on the right-hand side of the homepage. You were talking about the Affordable Care Act. Our insurance for each of us was $80 a month before the Affordable Health Care Act. Afterwards, it for my wife's, just hers, went up to $300. And we just got a notice that it's going up to $358 a month. And this is for a high deductible plan. This is not, this is by no means like a gold plan or anything. This is like the bottom of the bucket, the cheapest thing we could possibly get just to cover catastrophic emergencies. So we just switched over to MediShare. And now both of us for the $10,000, they call it, they'll tell you that it's not insurance, which I suppose is something legal that they can't call it insurance because it doesn't meet the requirements of the Affordable Care Act. But you can use that to qualify for your mandated coverage. But now for the two of us, for the high deductible, $10,000 deductible plan, it's just about $200 a month for both of us, where just hers alone was going to be $358 had we stayed with the cheapest plan that we could possibly get. And one of the things that we like about it is that they don't cover unbiblical lifestyles. And so surprisingly, people who don't smoke, abuse alcohol, engage in premarital sex, or abuse drugs, they're much healthier. So they don't have to collect as much money to cover all of these types of illnesses that come from unbiblical lifestyles. So the monthly, what you would typically call a premium, I think it's called a household share is what they call it. It's a fraction of the cost of the plans that are offered through Obamacare.
It is. I mean, you're right. It's not insurance because they can't call it insurance. The company isn't actually paying the bills on those kind of like medical share plans. It's, you know, let's say you had cancer or you had some kind of a surgery or something like that, you know what, the premiums are coming direct, not the premiums, the payments for that are coming directly from other members, and they're just cutting you personal checks. I mean, that's what it is. It's just gifting. It's a gift to somebody else And that's basically how it works. So the company isn't actually paying that bill. And that's how they can get by with doing stuff like that. I mean, where I live, family of four, for a $4,000 major medical plan, no doctor visits, no prescriptions, no nothing, $1,200 a month. And then after you meet your deductible, which is $4,000 per person or $8,000 for the whole family, well, then it's only 80-20. Your maximum out of pocket's $11,900 a year plus the $1,200 a month. So on a big event, and we had some surgeries this year in our family for different things. We're active, we're sports, and we had to have surgery, sadly. But you know, we're pushing well over $20,000 a year in medical expenses. It's insane. And that's without even having doctor visits and prescriptions. So something's got to give. And this is where, when you have these different, I think that this whole Affordable Care Act, quite honestly, was destined and designed to fail, because they don't want state exchanges. They don't want these different things. They want a single payer plan. And they knew that this would fail. And so now people are actually a little bit open, where they weren't before, to completely socialize medicine like they have in Canada and England, because they tried it this way. Obamacare is a colossal failure. But even he would say, I don't want this. I don't want state exchanges. I just want a single payer plan. So I think this design was designed to fail from the get-go, so we can get to a single payer socialized medicine plan.
Yeah, I think you're right. And another great thing about MediShare is that, you know, they don't pay for abortion services. They don't provide the day after pill like the Obamacare mandated plans do. So besides saving money, you're also pulling your dollars away from that. Now, you've just started a credit card processing company as well, is that right? I would suspect that if it's your company, that we don't have to worry about it pushing the LGBT agenda or providing abortion or donating money to Bernie Sanders. So do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Well, thanks for asking. In this, sadly, in this type of an economy where people are really hurt, and what's the first thing that kind of goes, that's people's donations. So ministries around the country are feeling the hit. I serve on the board for numerous national ministries and organizations, and even in our own local church, donations are just coming down, and it's tougher to survive when the economy heads south, even though, you know, God says, hey, learn how to give out of your need rather than out of your abundance, and I'll open up the floodgates of heaven, you know, the whole Malachi 3:10 thing. Sadly, people just don't operate like that some, and it's just the way that it is. So some partners, some business partners and I put together a team of like-minded, kingdom-oriented people all over the country, and we partnered with, the name of the company is Cornerstone Global, is what we did. We partnered with Cornerstone Payment Systems. Well, Cornerstone Payment Systems, multi-billion-dollar a year credit card company who doesn't support abortion, who doesn't support the same-sex lifestyle. They've done it the right way. It means they say no to a lot of business, but they have a very clean portfolio. And here's the crazy thing. Visa and MasterCard have internal guidelines and regulations that say, hey, banks in America, you can take on any kind of business that you want and lend out any kind of money that you want. But if you're one of our merchant banks taking Visa and MasterCard, you have to have a somewhat clean portfolio. If you're going to take on pornography or taking on some of this trash, well, you have to offset that with family-friendly type companies. So here's where what we're doing is we only take on the family-friendly type companies. Ministries, nonprofits, you know, it could be a t-shirt shop, a muffler shop, a car dealer, a restaurant, whatever. But hey, we're not taking on anything that supports abortion or same-sex marriage, period. So when we do that, we're taking away the family-friendly offset from the Chase's, Citibank's, Bank of America's, whatever their big bank is that actually has both portfolio, because they need to maintain that balance. Well, when we take that away, what are we doing? by default, we're sort of defunding some of this filth, because they then have to find another family-friendly offset or go to the filth providers and say, sorry, we're done. We're out of compliance. We can't give you any more money. I mean, that's our ultimate goal. You know, one company at a time isn't going to make a difference, but when we get this groundswell of effect and we're now processing billions of dollars a year, you know what? We're starting to make a difference. And so this is, so that's the one thing that kind of defines our company. But we put together a program, actual Cornerstone Payment Systems did, put together this program called Processing with a Purpose. And this is where my kingdom-oriented partners and I were taking on company after company, ministry after ministry after ministry. And here's the simple message. Whether you're a church, whether you're a national organization and you have donations coming in, you just reach out to your donor pool, to the people at your church, to the business owners that support your ministry and say, hey, are you a business owner? If you are, we've just partnered with this faith-based company that does credit card processing. You already take credit cards, right? Well, yeah, of course we do. Well, they'll guarantee to save you money on your processing, give you more money every month to spend on your family rather than with, you know, sending it to some silly credit card company. And out of their profits, they're still going to save you money, guaranteed. They're going to take a 10% of their revenues and donate it back to our ministry, our church, our nonprofit on your behalf. So here's the story. Really? They're going to save us money? Yep. And they're going to give back to you on my behalf? Yep. So we can give you more money without actually even writing another check? Yep. So that's what processing with a purpose is. And we're taking this all over the country, signing up Christian colleges, universities, churches, businesses, and really helping to drive donations when the economy heads south. You know what? God's economy is different than man's economy. And I think this is just one of those remnant type ideas, one of those last day type of ideas to really help fund the kingdom when man's economy is heading south. We don't have to accept that. We were born to be givers. That works on the individual level, and that also works on the corporate level. As a corporation, we are giving back to charities, churches, nonprofits on behalf of the donor while saving them money.
And before we let you go, you've been so generous with your time, but I really wanted to get you to articulate what happens if we don't get our financial house in order as a country, and talk about that volcano that you were talking about, where we talked about, you know, everything's already been set in motion and you believe it's imminent, this event. What does that look like? Does it look like the Great Depression? Does it look like the Weimar Republic that you were talking about? Or does it look more like the Dark Ages?
You know, it doesn't look like the Great Depression. I mean, without getting too technical, that was a a deflationary recession where prices came down because you still had a monetary standard. There was some sense of order and backing behind our currency. So it's going to look more like Weimar Republic Germany, where this snowball effect happens. They just print, 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 print. The currency becomes worthless internationally. Everybody views it as monopoly money. So they have to print even more to fund it. I mean, you could see a gallon of milk for $50 or $100. You could see a dozen eggs for $50. You could see, you know, a person with $1 million life insurance policy being worth a tenth of a penny. I mean, you think these numbers are crazy, Mark. This is actually numbers from Weimar Republic Germany. These are the kind of things that happened. And so this is just what happens when a currency collapses, when a fiat-based currency, which is just a currency that has no more backing to with tangible assets like gold. Nixon took us off the gold standard in the 70s, so we're a fiat-based currency. Every currency around the globe is. Well, what does it look like? I think it looks like blood in the streets. I think it looks like Ferguson, Missouri. I think it looks like Baltimore. I think it looks like riots when people can't afford to feed their babies. They're afraid to go outside because there's rioting and looting and everything else. And I don't want to paint this really ugly, horrible picture where you just want to put your head in the sand and think that there's nothing that you can do. No, there is something that you can do. That's where there's hope in this message. I mean, we've put together systems where we can help fund ministries and nonprofits through that credit card system. However, on the individual level, how do you protect yourself? Well, you've got to get out of paper assets. You've got to get out of stocks and bonds. Bonds are going to get crushed as interest rates rise. Anybody that carries debt is going to get crushed as interest rates rise. When we stop spending money, corporate America gets hit and their stock values come down. As interest rates rise, so the price of real estate is going to come down to maintain its affordability. So what do? Because I've just said that stocks, bonds, and real estate are all horrible investments. They are for moving forward. They haven't been in the past. They've been fantastic. But I don't care if something's been good in the past. We have to look at today and moving forward. What are the policy initiatives happening at the governmental level that dictate how we need to invest to be wise stewards with what the Lord has given us? Well, on an individual level, I would invest in gold and silver. That the best is still yet to come. We're up about 300-400% from when the bull market started in the early 2000s. We've had a couple of few years here actually, where we've had a pullback in prices consolidated. Well, in any bull market, you'll have two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward, one step back. This is the end, I believe, of one of those one step back periods. It's happened numerous times over the last 12 years, and I would gobble up as much gold and silver as you can. It'll go up. It'll be something that will help maintain your purchasing power over time. It'll give you something to barter with and trade with when merchants don't even want your currency anymore, like in Weimar Republic, Germany. It'll maintain its purchasing power. I mean, to end this story, because I know we're running out of time, back in the 1920s, a $20 bill was equivalent of 1 ounce of gold. That's why the 1 ounce gold pieces back then had $20 written on them. They were convertible. You could go to the bank, go to the store, use either one. It didn't matter. Well, the question is, what did it buy you? Well, $20 would buy you a finely tailored men's suit, a shirt, a tie, a belt, and shoes. So $20 bought you back then. So you could either use your $20 bill or your 1 ounce of gold. Fast forward to today. What does $20 buy you? I mean, good grief. You can't even go out on a date night with your spouse to Chili's for $20. But 1 ounce of gold at roughly $1,200 an ounce still buys you a finely tailored men's suit, a shirt, a tie, a belt, and shoes. See, it has maintained its purchasing power. So view gold and silver more as an insurance policy against a collapsing currency, but kind of like the double bonus, it is growing. It's actually growing people's portfolio, acting as a hedge against your real estate and whatever paper assets that you have. So that's how I think it looks. I think it looks ugly. And then what amplifies all of that, when people lose their economic freedom, they start giving away everything in exchange for perceived security. This is how Hitler came to power. I think we're at the end of a democratic cycle where our Republican democracy, our republic, could give way to a dictatorship almost overnight as people vote away their freedoms in exchange for perceived security. That's how Hitler came to power.
And I'm so glad you got to sneak some of those solutions in there because we do like to try to be solution-oriented. And unfortunately, we have to spend a lot of time talking about the problems because if we don't, folks don't understand that they need the solution. But in every January, we prep a recon. We go back. We try to get back to the basics. We go over our 7-step survival plan, and we go over personal preparedness and spiritual preparedness. And part of that we do is budgeting. And we're so happy that you've agreed to come back on the show in January to do our budgeting segment, which is going to really focus on solutions. And in wealth management, your big thing, and you've written tons and tons of books, and you have a really, really good understanding of all of this, and we're very, very grateful for your time. Before we let you go, can you tell the folks where they can go if they'd like to, if they're interested in your payment processing service, and also where they can go if they're interested in your wealth management solutions, and maybe tell us a couple of good books that you've written and where we can find those.
Absolutely. Just reach out to me via my phone. My direct line is 866-211-8986. So that's 866-211-8986. Or you can email me. It's simple. It's just Kirk, K-I-R-K, at cornerstoneg.com. That's for Cornerstone Global, but it's just cornerstoneg.com. That's the website as well as cornerstoneg.com. And that's for all the payment processing and those kind of things. You know, as far as my books, man, I've written 10 Ways to Avoid the Economic Tsunami, 300 Million Slaves. That was a documentary that's been aired internationally as well. Wrote a book, co-authored a book called Surviving Global Governance. And we're working right now on a video-based economics curriculum for the homeschool community. 7-minute long videos, taking complex things, boiling them down to just very simple, fun, educational videos, and coupling that with a dinner table discussion to get families talking about this kind of stuff instead of, and learning through these things together. And so all of that, you know, the best way to get any of those is to just reach out to me. All of my books, I'll just give them via an electronic download to anybody who's listening. My video documentary, I'll give you the link so you can just watch it. I don't want to charge for that. That homeschool curriculum, you know, we've got a couple months of free lessons that you can watch and kick the tires and see if that's something that would fit into your family. And if you want it, it's $39 a year for that entire economics, entrepreneurship, biblical worldview-based curriculum for the homeschool market. That thing is so cool. I love that product, and it's amazing. Something else that your especially your listeners might be interested in is we're about to launch a TV program that is going to be on a national cable or network, but you can look at it, threattracker.tv. You can see the trailer and some of the just internet only episodes that we've done so far. But that's Threat Tracker, two words, but all mixed into one, .tv. You can see the trailer. It ultimately will be on a national network, but right now we're just airing some episodes and building the community online. So that's everything that we're doing. I know that's a lot, but hey, when you're called to something and called to wake up this this community and the world that we're living in like you are, Mark, you know, you're busy and you have your hands in a lot of things. And I'm just doing what God called me to do. I'd rather be busy than bored, you know?
Fantastic. Amen. That's fantastic. I'm so great that you're getting involved in the homeschooling arena, because just like we talked about, you know, pulling away from the corporate enslavement and doing your own thing with the credit processing. And we talked about MediShare and people, you know, pulling away from the government's idea of what insurance is. And, you know, and we have to get our children out of these re-education camps that the government's running and forcing them to bow down to false gods under the guise of being kind to others, which that's not what it is at all. The cultural sensitivity things where children are being forced to bow down to foreign gods, and that is just it's so key to get your kids out of those types of environments, whatever the cost. You got to do that. Dr. Elliott, thanks again so much for taking time to be with us today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
In the Days of Noah, Book 3, Perdition. A global empire arises like a phoenix from the ashes of the world that was. The emerging order is unified by a new global currency and a single world religion, which are mandated by an imposed UN treaty. In the interest of unity and peace, a zero-tolerance policy for dissenters is enacted and strictly enforced. Hunted down like common criminals for daring to resist the state, Noah Parker's group will have to rely on faith and wits to endure the powers of darkness, which are quickly consuming the earth. Buy your copy of The Days of Noah, Book 3, Perdition, by best-selling author Mark Goodwin in paperback, Kindle, or audio edition from Amazon.com today.